Jamie Raskin enlists shrinks to help Democrats cope with Trump derangement syndrome. By Wendell Hasebo on January 24, 2025. House Judiciary Committee Ranking Member Jamie Raskin, DMD, enlisted psychologists to help Democrats on the panel cope with President Donald Trump's first week in office. The recruitment of psychologists suggests that many Democrats have Trump derangement syndrome. This is only President Trump's first week in office, and he's already broken the House Democrats' brains again. They're already calling their shrinks, Mike Davis, founder and president of the pro-Trump Article 3 Project, told Breitbart News. House Oversight Committee Chair James Comer, RKY, mocked Raskin for needing therapy to overcome Trump derangement syndrome, saying, "Jamie Raskin has faced a difficult few months. The American people rejected what Jamie Raskin and other Democrats were selling. President Trump won in a landslide, and Jamie Raskin even received a preemptive pardon from Joe Biden, a move the Biden Justice Department has argued implies an admission of guilt. It's no surprise that Jamie Raskin summoned professional psychologists to provide therapy for Democrats afflicted with the incurable disease of Trump derangement syndrome, TDS, in the wake of all this winning. However, no amount of therapy will help Jamie Raskin and other Democrats suffering from TDS as they face the endless wins from the Trump administration benefiting the American people. Watch, swamp go by? Lara Trump says Trump is going after the rot in D.C., and he knows where they are. House Democrats, who appear disoriented after Trump's landslide victory, are turning to experts that specialize in emotion regulation, Punchbowl News reported Friday. During a retreat last week for Judiciary Democrats, Raskin, the new ranking member of the key panel, hosted Jim Cohn, a University of Virginia professor of psychology, and Hal Movius, a consultant who specializes in negotiation, influence, emotion regulation, leadership and organizational development. Cohn's recent work emphasizes the neural systems supporting social forms of emotion regulation, according to his bio with Yuva. The retreat was held at the Library of Congress. The purpose of the session, according to multiple attendees, was to counsel Democrats about how to approach conflict and effectively combat what Raskin described as authoritarian styles of speech. Another attendee said Judiciary Democrats were also advised to avoid devolving into partisan mudslinging, a more common hallmark of the House Oversight Committee, which Raskin previously led as the top Democrat. "They're social psychologists, and they were just talking about communication and authoritarian styles of speech in the Trump age," Raskin told reporters about his need for help. "We were talking about basically communication styles during the Trump era." Raskin, a member known for using extreme rhetoric against Republicans, sent Biden a letter on the July 4th weekend comparing him to a tiring baseball pitcher and was reportedly a member of Congress who demanded the president step aside for former Vice President Kamala Harris. Watch, fuck Trump. Leftist protesters make sad show of resistance near White House. After Trump's landslide victory, the shattered Democrat Party does not appear to know why Trump won or how to prevent further defeats. It is in the middle of revamping its 9-year-old talking points that claimed without evidence that Trump and Republicans were racist, bigots, and misogynists. In recent weeks, the bewildered party does not seem equipped to mount a strong resistance to Trump's cabinet nominees, most who appear to be on a glide path to confirmation, although Senate Democrats might try to lay tactics, moves that are expected but can be overcome with strong Senate Republican leadership. Wendell Hasebo is a political reporter with Breitbart News and a former RNC war room analyst. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality. Follow Wendell on X @WendellHasebo or on Truth Social @WendellHasebo.